Welcome to Yankee Stadium in New York, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the New York Yankees. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The first baseman, Lou Bleu. Batting second. The third baseman, Billy Sullivan. Batting third. The left fielder, Smee Jolly. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Lou Fonseca. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Johnny Watwood. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting seventh. The second baseman, John Kerr. Batting eighth. The catcher, Frank Grubb. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ted Lyons. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Ted Lyons. For the New York Yankees. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Earl Combs. Batting second. The third baseman, Joe Sewell. Batting third. The right fielder, Babe Ruth. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Lou Gehrig. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Ben Chapman. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Lynn Larry. Batting seventh. The catcher, Bill Dickey. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Tony Lazzari. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Hank Johnson. Pitching for the New York Yankees, Hank Johnson. And now, play ball. Lou Bleu is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bleu hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lazzari misplays the ball. That's an error on Lazzari. Bleu moves to second. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sewell fields it and throws to first for the out. Bleu moves to third. One out. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly hits a fly ball into right field. Ruth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Bleu scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 1-0, White Sox. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca hits a fly ball into center field. Combs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell takes first base on ball 4. Combs moves to second. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sullivan steps on third for 1, throws to second for 2, and on to first for the triple play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Yankees nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Samuel Byrd now playing right field. Johnny Watwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watwood strikes out. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lazzari scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry hits a pop-up towards short. Appling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Chapman. The throw from Grube and he is safe. Chapman steals second. Bill Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey hits a ball on the ground towards first. Blue scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Dickey for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Yankees nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Frank Grube is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grube hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Ted Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Grube moves to third. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0 for 1 in the game. Blue hits a fly ball into right field. Bird settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Grube scores. One out. It's 2-0, White Sox. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0 for 1 in the game. Sullivan hits a ball on the ground towards second. Lazzari can't make a play. That's a base hit. Lyons moves to second. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Jolly hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lazzari fields it and throws to second for the out. Lyons moves to third. Two outs. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 0 for 1 in the game. Fonseca is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazzari hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Grube fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Hank Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Combs hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kerr fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Sewell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Combs moves to third. Samuel Bird is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. The throw from Grube to Kerr covering second. The throw back to home, and Combs is out at the plate. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Yankees nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Johnny Whatwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whatwood is 0 for 1 in the game. Whatwood strikes out. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0 for 1 in the game. Appling hits a fly ball into left field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 0 for 1 in the game. Kerr is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4. With the score, the White Sox 2, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Samuel Bird is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bird is called out on strikes. One out. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 0 for 1 in the game. Gehrig hits a pop-up towards short. Appling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Chapman hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Grubb settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Yankees nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Frank Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Grubb hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Johnson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ted Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Lyons hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Sewell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Blue hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gehrig scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Blue for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 0-for-1 in the game. Larry is called out on strikes. One out. Bill Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey is 0-for-1 in the game. Dickey hits a fly ball into center field. Whatwood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazzari is 0-for-1 in the game. Lazzari hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Jolly. Lazzari reaches second base with a double. Hank Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sullivan fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Yankees nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Sullivan hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gehrig scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Sullivan for the out. One out. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Jolly hits a fly ball into right field. Bird settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 0-for-2 in the game. Fonseca hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Gehrig settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Combs hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, White Sox. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Sewell takes first base on ball 4. Samuel Bird is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bird is 0-for-1 in the game. Bird bunts towards third. Sullivan fields it and throws to first for the out. Sewell moves to second. One out. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 0-for-2 in the game. Gehrig hits a fly ball into center field. Whatwood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Sewell moves to third. Two outs. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Chapman is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Yankees 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Johnny Woodward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodward is 0 for 2 in the game. Woodward hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lazzari scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0 for 2 in the game. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sewell fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 0 for 2 in the game. Kerr takes first base on ball 4. Frank Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Grubb hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Kerr moves to second. Ted Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Lyons hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Sewell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Yankees 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 0 for 2 in the game. Larry hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sullivan can't make a play. That's a base hit. Bill Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey is 0 for 2 in the game. Dickey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kerr fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazzari is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Lazzari hits a line drive into left field. Jolly picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Jolly. Lazzari moves to second. Merle Hogue pinch hits for Hank Johnson. Merle Hogue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hogue strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Yankees 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Ed Wells now pitching. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Blue hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Sullivan bunts towards first. Gehrig scoops it up and throws to first, with Lazzari covering, for the out. Blue moves to second. One out. Bob Fothergill pinch hits for Smee Jolly. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Dickey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 0 for 3 in the game. Fonseca hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Blue scores. It's 3-1, White Sox. Johnny Woodward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodward is 0 for 3 in the game. Woodward hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gehrig scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Woodward for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Yankees 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Bob Fothergill now playing left field. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Combs hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Blue settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. Sewell hits a fly ball into left field. Fothergill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Samuel Bird is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bird is 0-for-1 in the game. Bird hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Father Gill. Bird reaches second base with a double. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 0-for-3 in the game. Gehrig hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Yankees 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0-for-3 in the game. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sewell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Kerr hits a fly ball into center field. Combs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Grubb hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Chapman throws the ball into Larry, who tags Grubb trying to catch an extra base, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Yankees 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Chapman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Larry hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sullivan fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Bill Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey is 0-for-3 in the game. Dickey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kerr fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazzari is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Lazzari hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dickey moves to third. Red Ruffing pinch hits for Ed Wells. Red Ruffing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruffing hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kerr fields it and throws to second for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 3, and New York Yankees, 1. Goodbye from Yankee Stadium in New York.